TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
He's still on board? Are you still on board? Are you watching? What are you watching for? Yesterday was like a complete preseason game to me. Everything about that game yesterday felt like preseason. Trying to remember who was on the offensive line. Watching a rookie quarterback try to deal with all the issues that he had. Watching a defense struggle again to give up, 30-plus points again. Another week in a row, but I can't really get mad at them because when the other team starts with the ball in the 20 inside their own red zone, how are you? I don't even know where to begin. It just feels like I watched a preseason game yesterday. And I am not looking forward to this week. You may as well. I'm just curious how much people are going to sell their tickets to Bills fans for this week because we are about to become Buffalo West on Sunday. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff, I can only imagine what the postgame show was like yesterday, but there is no better way to describe yesterday's game to me than I felt like I was watching preseason.
Not a preseason game at all, Andy.
No, it wasn't. Tell me why. Other than the weather, give me a reason why.
Because Miles had 1.5 sacks, which puts him one away from tying the NFL record.
You don't think he could have had 1.5 sacks in a preseason game? Absolutely.
Well, they wouldn't have counted it.
Well, it doesn't.
So there you go. Real game. They counted it.
Invested
it.
All that
that's
time
all, that's
yesterday.
All I got.
We invested all that time watching that game yesterday, and the only thing we walk away with is Carson Schwarzenegger, 14 tackles, and Miles
and
Garrett.
And looked hurt.
Yeah. Although, but plays through it, man. That guy's.
Why do guys not wear shirts? Why do you have your arms out and it's 6 degrees?
Tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy.
Tough Great. Guy. So that I'm just
Mr. Frostbite.
Jeff, you're always looking out for the kids. I appreciate that.
I want my guys to
Why
be
are they not wearing a hat? Why are they not wearing some kind of, you know, you lose 90% of your heat through your head. Is that what the line is?
The helmet has to fit properly.
But why can't you wear something that would keep it like neoprene on your skull?
I'm sure they can. Maybe some do.
And then you might sweat too much. That might be the problem.
Some of the guys do.
Problem is the key word today. Again, Jeff, give me your thoughts on yesterday. Let's just jump right into this thing.
I would love to make great big proclamations about the offense. The offensive line was in such disarray that I don't think you can take anything away from the offense and have absolute concrete thoughts about it. The only guy on the team who is a normal starter on the offensive line who played yesterday was Joe Bitonio. And the other guys didn't do a real good job. So that's bad. I have a really hard time judging how Shedeur Sanders did yesterday. All I know is that he didn't rise above it. I don't know if he should have been expected to. running game wasn't good. Other than two pass plays, the wide receivers weren't good. And the defense gave up 31 points for the second week in a row. Short field, okay, fine. But they gave up 31 points for the second week in a row.
Are we down on the defense now all of a sudden?
Well, not down, but I'm not gonna put up a group statue for them, Andy. I think they're a good defense. They're not a dominating defense. I don't think they're a great defense, and they haven't obviously, based on the record, done enough to help the team win games this year. And that's a rough spot for them to be in. I'm not blaming the defense, but they've not been good enough to win games on their own. Unfortunately, they've had to.
I'm at the point now where I'm just kind of like, okay, is Kevin back next year? What are they doing with Shador and Andrew? I just think there's three storylines left for the rest of the season. And that, to me, that's just kind of how I see it. Is Kevin back next year? I'm going to say it. It's on blue in the face. Whether you like him or not, doesn't matter. I still like him. I just don't think this is the right fit anymore. I think this is kind of gone. It's gone completely sideways. He's going to be a decent coach somewhere else wherever he ends up. I can't see him coming back next year.
There's only one way.
I don't see it.
There's only one way, I think.
Okay.
If it's a complete admission by ownership that we stuck him with this quarterback situation and the roster because of it, and he is completely off the hook of any consequence based on what's happened since. And I'll just say this. They haven't coached well enough to overcome a bad roster. It's a bad roster. And, you know, we've been chatting about parts of the roster for some time that we didn't think it was up to snuff, and I think everybody's on board now. And the coaching staff sometimes can coach well enough to overcome that, Andy. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. I don't think it's happened. Now, should they be expected to? Insert your own thought there. But if Andrew Berry survives and Kevin doesn't based on one draft, I don't think that's fair. I also don't think one draft should justify five that weren't very good.
I'm still, yes, I know there's been when you lose three first number one picks, I think it taints everything.
Without question.
And it makes you work harder to try to make sure that you're finding players that can help out your team that are not first rounders.
But where are teams built?
First round.
No, I think teams are built with picks after the first round, Andy.
Oh.
It's where you find the guys who start for you in the third, fourth rounds.
I don't know, Jeff. First, second rounders. I mean, those are the harder. I can go through
lineup. In 10 years, how many first-round picks do most teams have? Let's say 10. Okay? You've got about 70 guys in your football program. You've got to hit some of these other picks, and they've not done that.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't have
to hit.
You've got to hit jackpot on those first, second-round picks, Jeff. You've got to be able to get more cash than just
a free spin. Okay, who have they nailed in the second round? Other than this year.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not.
They've not drafted well. This last year, I thought they had a fine draft. These guys look like they can play. But they did draft two defensive players and left an offense just completely shredded.
I'm flabbergasted after yesterday. Probably the word of my day. I think it has sucked the life out of Browns fans at this point. It's hard to be a Browns fan right now. It really
right
is.
Now?
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying today especially. You know, we sit here, it's a therapy Monday, get it off your chest, tell us what you think. Because I'm sure that when we do that at 216-474-0092, everyone's going to call in and say, I think people aren't going to crush Shador today. He had one offensive lineman yesterday. One. You know, you've got your best wide receiver.
Starter.
You have your best wide receiver allegedly have a ball hit him in the chest and stripped away. It's a touchdown. How does that happen? How does that happen? It is so frustrating to watch this. Like, if there's a mistake to be made, they're finding a way to do it. There is. I can't. It's hard to stomach this. It's hard to watch this. It's hard to listen to this. And you want to figure out, okay, where are we going with this? We're Browns fans. We're not changing. We understand. We know it's another bad season. We've had enough of these. We get it. We understand it. But where are you going and where is the positivity? Give me something other than Miles you know, we're watching for a sack record now, right? That's what we're watching for. And to see how Shador can, you know, survive with one offensive lineman. It's a mess.
One, they have.
I know you want to keep putting the caveat. I'm telling you, as far as I'm concerned.
But here's the thing, Andy. Their depth guys on the offensive line don't play very well. Who's that on? It's on your general manager who put that team together.
So are you saying don't blame Kevin for everything? Is that what you're saying? Or what,
Andy,
what
I've been saying that all along.
I know.
I also don't think the coaching staff has risen above a lousy roster. And I think in this day and age, you have to. If we've said it since the beginning of the season, NFL coaches don't survive a 3-win season followed by another 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6-win season. That doesn't happen in this league. If it happens in this league now with this team, it's nothing but a complete admission by ownership. We dumped this on them, and they deserve the chance to get out of it. And if they decide to do that, fine. And if they don't, if they decide that's not the case, fine. You don't win 3 and then 3, 4, or 5 games. That just doesn't work. And so I will be very surprised if there are not changes with the coaching staff and perhaps the front office, because I don't think one good draft justifies 5 poor ones before it.
Is it harder or easier if you just take care of both at the same time?
I would think you would take care of both.
I think you would too. And
otherwise, if you change one and not the other, then the complete spotlight is on that guy who survives next year, and if it doesn't go well, he's done then anyway.
Are you better off hiring a general manager who reports to the owner and having a head coach that reports to the general manager?
Who cares?
Here's why.
Coach who can coach and a GM who can draft.
I still think there's an issue. Like, I feel like this season went sideways when they traded Flacco, and it's not because of Joe's ability. It's because I think they took away what Kevin thought was going to be a chance for him to win every week. And then all of a sudden he had to go into Gabriel mode. And now you've got two rookies left after you spun out two veterans for whatever it's worth. I mean, it's not like they're tearing up the NFL, either one of those guys, and having the opportunity when they do. But I just feel like everything went sideways there. Like because that was the first time I kind of felt like Kevin and Andrew weren't on the same page in their entire tenure here. Like, I just felt like it was like, oh, by the way, Kevin, we just traded. You know, we just traded Joe. Oh, what? So that's why when I say, are you better off having a head coach who reports to a general manager who reports to the owner rather than having a head coach? I mean, ultimately, everybody reports to the owner. There's no question. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're one of the ball boys and you mess something up and the owner says fire him, you're gone. If you're a head coach and owner doesn't like you, you're gone. It doesn't really matter. So it's a Browns Therapy Monday. Scott Petrek's going to join us at 11. Tyvus Paul at noon. Kevin Stefanski at 1. All of these things. Straight ahead, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro.
You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, it's a good old-fashioned Browns Therapy Monday. They lose to the Bears yesterday 31-3. 3-11. They are 1-6 away from home. Bears move to 10-4. Big game next week against the Packers, 5-1 at home. They knew what they needed to do yesterday. There was a lot of talk yesterday or going into the week in Chicago that this might be a trap game for them, that they were worried because, you know, you're in between. They got the pack, what, twice in 14 days. And so, you know, they're sitting there, they're trying to win the NFC North, and they're right there knocking on the door. And there was some concern in Chicago yesterday. I didn't see a whole lot of concern. Man, that team knows how to take the ball away. We'll see what they do against Packers again next week. Because you wonder, you want to go, wow, they were really good, but then you want to go, yeah, you know what, we're really bad. So I don't know if you can judge
that. They were 5-12 last year.
Yeah.
They've turned it around. They've done a very nice job. They're 10-4.
Yep. We talked to their play-by-play guy on the pregame show yesterday, and he was just talking about how coaching makes all the difference in the world on this team, on how they've just been able to flip it around.
And they've won 6-7 and 10-12.
Man.
Way to get her done.
I'd love to be in that spot.
Good job, Ben Johnson.
And then you wonder, can the Browns be in that spot, you know, next year? There's been points where you've looked at the defense and said, okay, you don't really have to mess with the defense. And then think about all the guys that are still out. I want to sit here and blame it on that, but I can't. I just, you know, the whole the play card thing on Shador's wrist. It's just like it's one thing after another with this, and it just feels. I just need something to hang my hat on. I need something to move forward with. And I think, you know, I think we kind of think Shador is the answer. At least he's the answer today for trying to look for positively. A little bit.
I think we're still trying to figure that out.
I'm having a lot of trouble judging him for yesterday's game.
Absolutely.
He had nothing yesterday. Absolutely. Nothing to work with.
But he also didn't help them rise above that. I mean, that's, if you're the quarterback, your job is to help everybody else be better. But he didn't have much around him. I couldn't agree more. I think it's really hard to evaluate what he did yesterday. I think it's hard to evaluate the running game. You know, the offensive line was not good yesterday. It was beat up. That's a problem.
I think they were down, what? They were down 14-0. Probably should have been 21-0.
It was only 14-0 at halftime.
You know, or I'll say 17-0. Probably should have been
17-3. You know, in the third quarter.
The defense did a nice job of holding them when they were up 14, and then they missed that field goal. And then you know, then Shador finds Isaiah Bond. Something's going on there that I like. You know, those two have been able to find each other.
Hey, I'm going to run really far, really fast. Throw it up in the air.
I'll take it.
Exactly.
I'll take it. Exactly. Like, I was watching the Rams yesterday, and it was
nothing
like,
wrong with that.
I'm watching the Rams play yesterday. I'm like, man, their receivers know where everything's going. Everything looks, you know, with precision.
Andy, you know what they have?
Wide receivers?
An abundance of skill position talent.
Yeah.
An abundance.
That's the other part. You can't watch another team after watching the Browns. It's like, I don't know. It's like having money to go to a, you know, one of those less than 60 cent stores and then trying to go to Saks Fifth Avenue, trying to buy stuff. It's just hard. It is hard. And, you know, but I got a text yesterday, Jeff, and it said, that's our franchise quarterback. After, you know, we were down and then he found Bond on that play. And I'm not being negative. I hate the whole notion of franchise quarterback. It drives me nuts because one, when you're talking about a rookie, it's undue pressure. Two, it's like, how do you know when a guy's a franchise quarterback, right? Is Patrick Mahomes, who's out now, probably out for next year, he's a franchise quarterback.
Maybe part of next year.
All right. So, but you look at it and you're like, do you have to be on the field to be a franchise quarterback, right?
Well, in theory,
we thought at one point Deshaun Watson was a franchise quarterback too, right?
Well, that was the idea.
Yeah. How'd that work for you?
If you want to qualify them as a franchise quarterback, they're probably only 6 or 7, 8 in the league. How about a starting quarterback who can help us win games? Thursday night, you know who looked really good? Kirk Cousins. Okay. I mean, how about just some really competent quarterback play? That's really all the teams need. If you have a pretty good team and you get competent quarterback play, you can win football games.
And by the way, I could live my entire life knowing I fulfilled my destiny, having the money that Kirk Cousins should have in the bank, and not being called a franchise quarterback.
Should be everybody's favorite. And anybody who wants to win the lottery, Kirk Cousins is your idol.
Yes, he is. All right, let's go to the phone lines. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. Browns lose 31-3. Get it off your chest. We start with our friend Jack, the counselor in Solon. Hi, Jack.
Jack?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So let me fast forward to the 1 o'clock press conference. We need to play better. We need to coach better. So you don't have to run that.
God, you just made Menigan's day. You made his day.
Because that's what he's going to say. That's what he always says, blah, blah, blah.
Jack, you left out. We'll get it fixed. Remember that one.
Oh, yeah, you did forget that.
Valid.
You know, what really hurts is when you watch every other game and all the teams, even kind of the bad ones, are competent at what they do. I mean, from the kickoff on, and then we had, three penalties after that, Kevin Stefanski has to go, and here's why. We have probably the historically worst offense of all time. We scored 3 points yesterday, okay? So let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that we're tanking, which I think we are. And why are we tanking? Because we want Mendoza. But then what's the plan? We're going to move up. We're going to trade the Raiders whatever they want for him. And then what?
The Raiders want him, though. If the Raiders want him, why would they trade?
Well, because we're going to give them an offer that they can't refuse. But let's just say we get Mendoza and we trade everything we have to get him. Then what? We still have no offensive line. We still have no receivers. So if we are tanking and we're doing it in the most ugly way, what is the plan? What if we are tanking to get Mendoza? What is the plan?
I don't think they are, by the way.
What are they doing then?
They're not very good.
It's not Shador.
That's what they're doing. They're not very good. I think what you just said is a bad idea, Jack, and I think you think it's a bad idea, trading a bunch of assets to move up for a quarterback. If you drop a quarterback into this team and you've traded away other assets to help build the team, he's not going to have success.
We've been there, done that.
Exactly.
It was a disaster.
Exactly. So what I think they're going to end up doing, they're going to build the rest of the team and they're going to play somebody at quarterback. And that somebody might be here, and that somebody might be somebody you sign in free agency. Mac Jones might need a gig. You could trade for Mac Jones. You could play Kirk Cousins. You could drop somebody in here and have him play quarterback and kick that down the road for a year. Get your guy in 2027.
Let me make one last point about Shador.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a young man. He does have some skills, but he can't be your franchise quarterback. And I'll tell you why, because he's not the brightest bulb. And you need a quarterback that has a head on his shoulders, that can be a leader and knows what he's doing and doesn't have to look down he took a penalty, for too much time while coming out of a break or whatever. He's not the answer. Okay?
Is that him or is that the coach has got to realize what's going on and to call either a timeout? I don't know. I mean, here's the one thing. I know where what you might be kicking. I think we do need to respect the fact that he's a rookie at some point, too. And things. And Brian Hoyer had texted, thanks, Jack, appreciate it, that Brian Hoyer, that the play chart or the play
card
thing happens more often than you think. I think you got to go the extra mile when you're with a rookie. Like, if you're a veteran, but we didn't have very many veterans on the field yesterday, or at least guys that might. It seems like they figured it out pretty quick that he had the wrong card there. Can you get the ball down the field? That's what we're looking for. I'm looking for somebody who can make plays. And I'm not that line about saying that he might not be the bright. I could say that for every rookie in the league. Every rookie in the league has got to learn at some point. There are things they just don't know coming out of college. So I'm not going to say that about him. The kid's got electricity. He's not, he's got to learn. That's all there is to it. No one expected you to get your degree the day you walked into kindergarten. And sometimes that's the way you got to play it out. That's all.
He's plenty intelligent to be a successful quarterback in the NFL.
And by the way, Jeff,
so are other guys in the league.
Here's another one.
That's not the issue.
Jeff, tell me something unique about selling carpet. Tell me something unique that that no one would know. I'm just asking you because I know that's what your dad did, right?
That's true.
I'm sure you know something about carpet that I have no idea about or that the average person doesn't. Why? It's not like you went in the same business, but by osmosis, there are things I know about electricity that
spend
I probably shouldn't
time
know.
Working in it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll tell you what. You get your hands all messed up because the backing on that stuff is harsh.
See? Now how did you learn? But you didn't you never sold carpet, but you know that, right?
I helped install it.
I think there's osmosis when you live with somebody who's been a professional football player for your whole life. Just like, you want to sit here and we can discuss the merits of Romex. Let's go do it. Let's have some fun. How about it?
Gentlemen, a little bit of news before you get farther. The Jets have announced their head coach, Aaron Glenn, has relieved defensive coordinator Steve Wilks of his duty, according to multiple reports. Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator of the Jets, has been fired.
Former Browns DC.
Do you want him? 216-474-0092.
Because all the problems in New York have to deal with Steve Wilks.
Are we surprised the Browns haven't made a single move? Not one single move through the season. Is that surprising?
Yes.
I'll say yes, and this goes back to what we talked about in the first segment, Andy. It's this. At the end of the season, are they just gonna make changes? Is there going to be a big announcement after the game, against Cincinnati? Or are they going to just leave everybody in place and say, it's not on them, it's on us, because we insisted on Deshaun? Even if ownership insisted on Deshaun, general manager, coaches haven't risen above a bad decision. And NFL teams make bad decisions all the time. All the time. And coaches have to, GMs have to rise above them. That has not happened here. That's the issue to me.
All right. If you're trying to get through, be patient. The phone lines are packed. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. People want to let us know how they feel about the Browns, where we're going with this thing. Also, Mary Kay Cabot said something yesterday I thought that was really interesting. We'll get to that next. Also, Scott Petrak coming up at 11. It is Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Again, 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads, Baskin and Phelps.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Browns, therapy, Monday. Get it off your chest. Get ready. Plenty of things still to talk about. It's our team, no matter what. They can't take it away from us. They tried once. They came back to life. Still our team, right? I'm going to remind myself. Jeff, I'm going to look in the mirror. I still love this team. No matter what, I will stay with them through thick and thin. I will stay... Do I need to say that or no?
Well, they're your team, Andy. That's.
I got a text from somebody who I trust today said, we are losing a generation of Browns fans. We are losing Browns fans left and right now. Because they have nothing to cheer about, right? There's nothing to... You got to give them something. Give them something, right? 31-3, that was the final. Jeff and I have kind of made most of our thoughts on the game, just the initial thoughts. Plenty more stuff to talk about throughout the day. I do want to hear from you, though. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot yesterday, Jeff, said something on the morning show, or said something on the 92.3 The Fan pregame show yesterday about Shedeur Sanders that was kind of a changer for her. Can we play that? Get a second. Let's play that.
I'm starting to think that perhaps he can be that. I feel like he's trending that way. I think he's shown enough traits now that there's something to this young man, and there is something worth building on here. And I think he's done some remarkable things already in these first three starts of his, despite the fact that he did not even start practicing with the starters until before his very first start against the Las Vegas Raiders 4 weeks ago. So I think there's something here, and I think that the Browns are probably going to conclude when they get to the end of this four-game stretch, the final seven starts for Shedeur Sanders. I just have a feeling that they're going to analyze the whole thing and decide they want to move forward with him. I can't say for sure yet, but I feel like it sort of has that vibe, and it feels like it's almost kind of trending in that direction.
All right, we'll talk to Mary Kay tomorrow about that too, but mm-hmm. She has been very much when talking about Shador, the future seemed wide open to wanting to draft a quarterback next year. That's the first time I've heard Mary Kay kind of say, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe Shador is the guy moving forward and they can draft other needs next year, which is, I think, was a change for Mary Kay. We will talk to her tomorrow about it. What'd you think of that?
I think I've seen things with Shador. You've seen things with Shador that they make me want to think I want to see more. They don't make me think that he's the guy yet.
Yeah, I'm not ready to throw.
ESPN ranks 48 guys at quarterback this year.
Okay.
Completion percentage.
Right.
Shador is 48th.
In completion percentage?
Yeah. 48th.
Yeah, I'm not ready to throw franchise quarterback on him, but I am ready to throw starting quarterback on him, which is where he's at now.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to see this thing through. And I really would like to see him with an offensive line and some wide receivers.
I couldn't agree with you more.
One that
quarterback
can hold on,
rating.
Yeah, one that can hold on to the ball in the end zone.
Oh. 46th out of 48 on ESPN. Only ahead of Riley Leonard and Brady Cook, who just played for the Jets.
What do you think the majority of Browns fans are saying right now? They just want to see more?
He's the guy.
Moving forward or yeah, the guy right now?
I think, period.
Huh.
Andy, we've been listening to people call us all season long. I think they think he's the franchise quarterback. I'm not convinced of that yet. I also think it would probably be in the best interest of the team to not try to trade up to draft a quarterback next year. If there's somebody you really, really like and he falls to you or wherever you're drafting, because you're going to be drafting high, if you think you can get a guy there, okay, draft him. If you're reaching, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Play Shador. Play Deshaun Watson if he's alive, physically, football-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Play Dylan Gabriel. Sign a free agent. Do something and build the rest of this football team. Unless you absolutely think that guy you're going to get next year is the man.
Larry is in Cleveland. Get it off your chest, my
Hi, Larry.
Friend. Get it off your chest. How are you?
Yeah. Man, I'd like to say, man, that Jack, I don't know, man. He got his own opinion. We found the quarterback. He's a rookie.
Larry, do me a favor. Larry, are you in speaker? Take it off speaker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to say, man, we got to, man, stay focused. Go get him some receivers, some offensive line, and also they need some corners. They need that. But they can get it. You just got to be patient. And I get rid of Kafaski because he's not a motivational coach. You got to stand by your player, talk to him, motivate him, and then get let him know the ins and outs. That was his call. And get rid of Judy, man. Judy got to have a cornerback just snatch the ball right out of his hand. Come on, man. Next thing you know, probably end of this year, who knows? He probably be on the field. They talk about how he scanned the points. Who knows? Man, it's just suspicious how a player catches the ball and he gives it right back to the defender.
All right, Lair, I hope you got it off your chest. Feel good. I did ask him to take off speakerphone, didn't I? I'm not. He was.
Don't worry about it.
Warning one.
It was what?
It was the first warning.
Yeah.
He's rolling.
It was. You know what? That's what today's all about. Get it off your chest. No problem. I'll listen to anything today. Lenny's in Amherst. Go ahead,
Lenny. Let's not go that far.
I will. I'll listen.
Hey, Lenny.
Let's not go anywhere.
That's who I am.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, man.
I agree. I just want to say I agree with Mary Kay. I agree with Jeff. And I agree with Andy. And I'm so tired of people calling up all these football professors that all their only answer is to fire somebody. When a guy is coaching a high school football team against an NFL team, I just wish that you would just do this one thing for all the callers coming in. Ask them what coach in the NFL could take this Browns team and do any better.
Dead or
I'm
alive.
Jeff, you need players. You need good draft picks. And you need a good coach. And I think we're right around the corner.
All right, I love your optimism, Lenny. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's just one of those days.
I do think there's some young talent on the defense that I like a lot, and some talent on the D. They've given up 31 points in each of the last two games. Not all on them. The offense hasn't helped them at all. Special teams haven't helped them at all. I like a lot of the defense. But, man, this offense is – and you heard us talk about it from training camp. Just not enough talent, especially skill position talent. Now take a look, and they lost the other day. Take a look at Tampa Bay. Okay, take a look at Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday on Thursday, and Baker didn't play a great game. They lost to the Atlanta Falcons, but they had Mike Evans back. They had Chris Godwin back. They had Jalen McMillan back. They drafted Abuka, and they drafted Tez Johnson from Oregon. They have five receivers, Andy. Five. Who you'd be hard-pressed not to take over anybody that the Browns have. Five. Five. And then at running back, you know, Bucky Irving, they have White. They have three good backs. They use them. They use them. And could Shadur end up being the guy? Sure. If you give him the same kind of crew that Baker or that Matthew Stafford or some of the other teams have. I mean, they have weapons. The team doesn't have weapons, especially with the beat-up offensive line. And the reason the offensive line is where it is because of neglect. Our front office has neglected the offensive line. And they've tried to, you know, here and there do a little hit or miss or whatever. I went through and looked at a couple of things, Andy. Draft history on the offensive line, and we've gone over this before. But in the six drafts that Andrew Berry has had here, six drafts, and I know he's missed some. He hasn't had first-round picks. I know that. He's had only one offensive lineman drafted higher than the third round, and that was Jedrick Wills. First guy. And then they took Zach Zinter in the third. Other than that, they've tried to, like, you know, keep your fingers crossed and hope the guys pop. DeJuan Jones in the fourth. I like DeJuan, but he's always hurt. Whipler in the sixth. Dawson Deaton in the seventh. James Hudson in the fourth, who's still in the league. That's what the Giants at last report. And Nick Harris in the fifth. All right. You went out and got Jack Conklin in a free agency, but your three main dudes on that line have been together since 2020. And that's 20, 21, 2, 3, 4. This is the sixth season that you were hoping to milk out of that crew. Betonio, Teller, Conklin. You brought in Posick a couple of years ago to replace J.C. Treader. I mean, the offensive line has been neglected. And they're paying the price for it.
I got a stat I'm going to bring up here in a second when it comes to wide receivers. Senior correspondent Ed. Oh, senior correspondent Ed, how are you?
Eduardo?
I'm good. Well, you know, happy winter. Anyway, so I'll just make it quick. Given all the issues, what, you know, if you're the owner or the fans, what provides you confidence in this team? Management. I'm not talking about players because management picks the players. Coaches put the players in the game and all that stuff. But after, you know, when you listen, play the playback, what provides you confidence that this team is going to get better? Coaching? I don't know, you know, or management picking the players, because Jeff just said, you know, the offensive line's been neglected. So what direction, you know, you could fire everybody, but where are you going to go? You know, fire the coach, fire the general manager. I provide that question to you on behalf of Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy holidays.
All right, happy holidays to you. Signing off, senior correspondent Ed in Medina.
Isn't he supposed to do that?
I know, but we're running out of time. I wanted to make sure you got your answer. I was looking out for you.
I don't know who's going to do it.
I don't know who's going to do it either. We need a miracle, you know, worker to come in here right now and change everything. If you're going to bring somebody in.
Ownership going to go and hire a general manager? They're going to hire a coach? Andrew Berry going to hire the coach? I mean, that's it. I will be stunned if there are not changes at the end of the season. But I think if there aren't, it tells us everything we need to know about the biggest issue that's faced this team for the last several years.
I think I'm actually more stunned they haven't made any changes. The only change they've made this year is who's calling the plays. That's it. Can you think of another one?
No, not really.
That's it. It's the only thing, and so that's where you are moving into this. Ah, man.
Oh, the Baskin sigh.
All right, let's take one more. Brian's in Stowe. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Fine.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Jeff, but one thing I want to say is that we're always screaming for change. And I've called a couple times. I love listening to you, Jeff. You're great.
Me too. Jeff, you're the greatest.
Yeah, thanks, he is. He's really good.
I'm blessed to
but
be
he just has a sense of, I mean, Garmin's just too much for me. But we're always looking to change. It's our fault. We all cried for Johnny Manziel. And he played and he sucked. Mendoza's the only player there. We're sort of foolish to take four first-round picks and move up. What if Stefanski leaves and he's good elsewhere? And how much more mud are we going to wear on our face? I blame Haslam for the Deshaun mistake. We thought he'd pan out. He didn't. Now we have to sort of take our lumps. And I agree with your exact same statement just recently on the line, the ineptness to draft into the line. So I'm not saying Shador is it, but I agree with the philosophy. We're already paying the guy tons of money. Let Deshaun and him come in, battle it out, and maybe bring somebody else in there, and then just add talent to the roster.
Well, all right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep. I made Jeff's day. You feel good? Just want to make sure.
Andy, I'm just doing the job, man.
You are, man.
Some people hate what I say. Some people agree with what I say.
You're just in the room. You're controlling the room. You're good.
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm just doing the show.
Out on the grass or in the room, Jeff Phelps has you covered. Scott Patrick next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.